pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So you'd be so kind as to do the roll call.
Commissioner DeGennaro.
Present.
Commissioner Claude.
Present.
Commissioner Leonard.
Is there anyone from the public that would like to speak? Is there anyone from the public that would like to speak? Third and final time, is there anyone from the public that would like to speak? Moving right along. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
None that I see. So.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to adopt the agenda.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor? Aye. So be. Do you have a chance to read the minutes of the...
Yeah, I make a motion that we accept last month's meeting minutes.
Okay, all in favor? Aye. Opposed? Okay, so be it. Is there any old business?
I have none.
Okay, new business. Recommendation to promote Joseph Townsend to sergeant.
Yes, so Joe Townsend is the next person up on the sergeant's list of the two remaining candidates from that list that are eligible for promotion, number two and number three. So after talking to the command staff, we saw no reason to bypass Patrolman Townsend in favor of Patrolman Cash, who's number three. So it is our recommendation that your board vote to promote Patrolman Townsend to sergeant.
I see no problem with that.
No,
I'll make the motion that we promote Patrolman Joseph Townsend to sergeant.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. The grievance 25-01.
Yes. So Patrolman Rivera has filed a grievance over a verbal warning he received for working excess hours in violation of the union contract. You have the union's grievance in front of you with their side of it, and you have my response. The gist of what occurred was Patrolman Rivera, 3 days in a row, worked in excess, scheduled himself and worked in excess of 16 hours in a 24-hour period, which is a violation of the contract. The union contends that all three of the days, three consecutive days, were, quote, runover hours, in which case you're allowed to work up to 19 hours. However, it was common knowledge that Pucci on Main Street was working past 4 o'clock every day. Patrolman Rivera knew or should have known of that. And my feelings and the feelings of the investigating officer were that Patrolman Rivera had an obligation to at least notify his supervisor that he was going to end up working too many hours if he stayed on the job, which he did not do. Where my contention is, if it happens once, certainly it could be a runover, happens twice, maybe happens the third time, he knows it's going to happen, and he's just conveniently calling it a runover. Mm-hmm. We've had instances of this in the past, so it's not the first time this has occurred. This is the way it's been handled. So my recommendation is that your board also deny his grievance and allow them to bring it to step three should they so choose.
And step three is corporation counsel?
Step three is arbitration.
Arbitration.
Yeah. Process that takes approximately 18 months or so. By then, the verbal warning will be long gone from his file, but he has every right to take it to step three if he chooses. But.
Okay, I'll make a motion to deny the grievance 25-01.
I'll second that.
All in favor? Aye. So be.
Susanna, do we have the original for the commissioner to sign off on?
This is the original.
I today's date is?
14th.
14th.
Looking at these numbers, it just stays consistent month to month. It's variance of 5-6, 5-6, 5-6. At least one thing about Derby, we're consistent.
Yeah, thankfully we don't see a lot of big jumps and things like that. Yeah. Although it's certainly once the weather gets warm,
we'll see
those jumps.
Certain jumps in certain areas.
They're explainable. You know, it's not like something else is going on.
And that's just every single, I think, the top
ball. Thank you.
Was that yours?
Yeah, I think the first two pages with the sticky on it.
Yeah.
Oh. Go with the original.
The first two pages with the sticky on it.
Oh.
Yep. Yep, those two. Those are the part of the original.
Thank you.
And then these are his.
Got it. Sorry.
That's all right.
And obviously, Susanna will make sure that the union receives a copy of that.
Okay, department reports.
Monthly activity report, not much of a change from last month or the previous year. Again, we see from February to March a doubling in assault investigations. And as I just mentioned, I mean, that is common for as we start approaching
the warm season.
The warm season, and people are out of their homes more often, we're going to see that. Continue to go up, unfortunately. Car thefts went down a little, but again, nothing too crazy on the actual activity report.
Where are most of the larceny investigations?
Probably shopliftings, probably theft from vehicles. Under the new NIBRS, there's so many things that fall under a larceny. It could be just about anything, but.
Yeah, I know you've got to get a lot. You guys get a lot of calls out to Big Y and ShopRite for those.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of shopliftings.
Yeah.
On to the budget report. Again, nothing too different from last month. The one thing you will see is a $150,000 remaining now in overtime. That is reflective of about almost nearly $146,000 that we have transferred into that account with internal funds and DEA funds from when Joe Massetti was in the DEA task force. There was and remains some overtime funds in our bank account, so we're doing what we can not to cost the city any more money. That 150, I am hoping, and I'm fairly confident, will get us through the end of the year so we don't have to go back to the tax board in June and ask for more money. But as you see, due to our current staffing levels, which are taking another hit, you see we're approaching $500,000 in overtime, which takes us back to the 90s. We haven't seen those numbers in a long time, but we haven't been this understaffed in a long time either, so.
How do we look on Main Street? Are they almost completed?
Well, they still have to obviously finish both the side streets. They have to do the same thing to Water Street that they did over there. And then, as I understand it, and as I'm hoping, they have to now remill Main Street in its entirety.
They do.
And repave that, because I think that was just a temporary thing to get through the winter.
Yeah, it was. So. In some areas, you definitely do have like a little
right. And then roller coaster action. Miscellaneous curb lines to finish, brickwork to finish. So, fingers crossed they're going to hit there. I believe it's a June time frame.
Deadline? Okay.
So,
fingers crossed. Yeah.
Yeah, fingers crossed. But as far as hiring, we're down three now. We're interviewing almost on a regular basis, and we're just getting nobody. Just there aren't any good
viable candidates out there.
So.
it's by cursor of things around. You look at every single municipality.
Yep, everyone's going through it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the good candidates get their pick of where they want to go for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, you got places like Trumbull offering a $10,000 stipend if you sign on with them, you know.
Shut the front door.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
A lot of signing bonuses out there. It's crazy. So.
Well, we got to that level.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're working it. We're going to continue to work it. But I know we have academy seats, I believe, in July. But at this point, I just don't know if we're going to find any bodies to sit in them. So. But our guys are working hard trying to find people. It just, they haven't had a lot of luck yet.
Yeah.
And I don't have any other general department updates. So I guess that's it for department reports.
Okay. Any communications?
No.
Nothing.
Traffic authority business?
I have nothing.
Ronnie still got a hold of me and asked if something we could do about the parking on Derby Avenue. I said, whereabouts? If you go over the bridge, take a left, and you get by St. Michael's Church, the parking lot,
mm-hmm.
just past there is the church. They're parking right in the road on the right-hand side. They never did before, but now they are.
Okay.
And it is nasty.
All right.
Because, boy, trying to get around, you pull out, you're almost on the other side of the road. So I don't know if some maybe...
Are they doing that during service, or is...
No,
just
regular.
Oh, wow.
So I took a ride over a couple of times since then. He grabbed me at your time.
Oh, wow.
And told me about it. So I went over there twice, and I see what he means.
Unfortunately, we don't have any authority over there. We'll take a look at it, and we can make a recommendation to the state to evaluate it. But we have
Derby Avenue?
Yeah,
it's a state road.
Yeah, we have no authority to post it, no parking or anything. It's up to them. And just from previous experience, they are always have been very hesitant to put no parking on their state roads. So, but we'll definitely take a look at it.
I know they park on the left-hand side, which is okay. Yep. There's plenty of room there. You got the white line. But on the right, there's no room there. Jesus.
Yep, I'll sign
it. I think
what
happened was a few cars started parking there, and everybody said, okay, we could park there. And that's how it starts.
Yep, I'll assign it to Sergeant Sissico, have him evaluate it, and make a recommendation if it's... whichever. I mean, what normally happens is because of the red tape and the bureaucracy with this on the state level, which you're very familiar with, they will actually investigate it, but they do a full-blown engineering traffic study. It takes months. So
yeah.
we won't have anything quick one way or another from
right.
them. So.
I still remember,
you know.
the crosswalk over. That took how long? The crosswalk over by the summer camp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That took.
We've been fighting that for decades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, item 11. I'll make a motion going to executive session.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
So be it.